Elliot.
Hello.
We have officially reached major season.
I've officially gone major mad.
For what reason?
I've just gone mad.
I've just gone mad.
Yeah, I've gone crazy.
Not in a bad way.
No, I've just gone mad. Major mad.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I've got to.
That's all we have to say on the matter.
I've certainly been extremely busy with a major project we have.
I was going to say there's some projects going on in the background.
About 5 days to complete at this point, and I'm about a third done. So,
you know what? It could be worse.
It could be worse. It could definitely be a lot better.
Yeah, but you know it's done in 5 days.
Well, I hope it's done in 5 days or we're in trouble.
Well, okay. We'll be able to talk about the fruits of that next week. Or no, in a couple weeks. I don't know.
We'll be able to talk about it at some point. You'll know about it in a few weeks.
Yeah, okay. All right. Either way, let's talk about important things. Mm-hmm. Cue the intro. Okay, now that we've done the intro, as we normally do here, and awkwardly talk about the fact that we've done the intro, this week
that
is going to be a very...
has been knocked down. You've built a fifth wall, and then you've knocked that down as well.
That fourth wall was knocked down 3 years
ago. What have you called when you talk about breaking the fourth wall? Because that's what you just did.
I don't know either.
I barely
understand what the third wall is, okay?
Yeah. I mean, nobody talks about the first three walls. It's always about the fourth wall. It's the golden child. Nobody talks about the first three walls.
They're not important.
It's because it's the walls of the theater, isn't it? And the fourth wall is the wall between.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it is the walls of the theater.
And the fourth wall is the imaginary one between the audience and the performance.
That sounds right.
There we go. That's it. We've done this. That's all of my answers.
Yep. Okay. So on your screens now, if you're watching on Spotify, this is a great time to look at the Spotify video feature.
Or you could be watching on YouTube.
Or you could watch on YouTube. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, who the fuck listens to this podcast?
No.
Apple
if you're on Apple Podcasts, we appreciate you.
This is a very visual episode.
We'll talk through it. I'll try and be as descriptive as possible.
So 2 weeks ago, when we had the RMRs, we pulled up specifically for the NARMR. We pulled up the Major Sim website, and we did our little bracketeering all the way through. And we got good feedback on that. And since the Major starts on Monday, and we won't be here with you on Monday, we decided that this would be the easiest way for us to give our thoughts on the way through, and then this will act as well as our pick'em, because we'll have a general idea of what comes out the other end. So, major play-in stage. I think is this the group stage? Or
this
the
is the play-in stage. You then have the challenger stage, and then the legend. No. This is the challenger stage. You then have the legend stage. The play-ins is called the challenger stage now. And then you have the playoffs.
I'm confirming this.
Yeah, it's challenger, the legend, the playoffs, which is the champion
it's
stage.
It's the opening stage.
Okay. Well, it used to be called the challenger.
Opening stage, elimination stage.
I don't think that's official.
Maybe. I'm just on HLTV, so I don't know. Okay. There's three stages. This is the first of the three stages. It doesn't fucking matter which one it is.
The name is pretty immaterial at the end of the day.
Yeah. So every team that qualified to the major other than the top eight teams are here. So let's
top
go through
top seven teams and complexity.
Top seven. let's go through them. So teams that are here. Cloud9. Eternal Fire. Ents. Apex. Heroic. Nine Pandas. Saw,
best team in the world.
Furia, Ecstatic, the Mongols with a big Z, Imperial, Pain, Linvision, Omcal, Koi, and Legacy.
Yes, I agree with all of that.
Those are the teams that are here. Yes, that is in fact the ranking in which they have
I would
given
have
us.
Saw actually as the best team here.
I probably would not have Koi as the second worst team, but you know what?
I don't. It's quite. That's it's what quite it stacked. Is. Yeah, they're probably better than Imperial and Lin Vision and AmCal. I will never forgive AmCal. Yeah. I will have AmCal as my 24th team here because I will never forgive them for that game versus NIP. Simple as that.
God, we're deep already into the TLDR lore. Yeah. We're deep on the
ice. I'm angry at AmCal for a game they played months ago against a team who isn't here. And for that reason, I'm having them as the worst team here.
All right. So opening matchups, we're going to go down the list. We're going to come up with 3-0, 3-1, 3-2, 2-3, 1-3, and 0-3 in teams. And then you can do your pick 'em. And then next week.
And then you can shout at us for being wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll have a conversation about how wrong we were before we talk about the next stage. So, let's start Cloud9 Estatic. This should be Cloud9.
It should be Cloud9. Week, right? Estatic are not a bad team by any stretch, but I don't think they have the firepower to deal with Cloud9.
I just think Cloud9's really good.
They're about really good, but they're pretty good.
I'm talking comparatively here.
Yeah.
I think they're real good here. Cloud9, there is a possibility they lose. I don't think this is just this to me is not the easiest, they've won it match that's here.
No, I don't think, I mean, it's the major, but, man. Those matches don't exist here.
Correct, but there's a couple that I'm more certain on than this one.
This is actually the first time I've looked at the opening matchups. There is one that is an absolute banger that I've not noticed until now. And that is great. I fucking love the major.
We'll get there.
Can you talk about how much we'll I love the major. I love the major. It's so fun.
It's the best time of the year, man.
It's better than Christmas.
It's the best time of the year. Yeah. Famously, as a non-Catholic, it is better than Christmas.
Well, I'm a good little Christian boy, but you know.
Okay. Cloud9 Estatic. It's Cloud9. Estatic will not absolutely flounder, but
I wouldn't think so. I mean, it's also a best of one, so anything can happen, quote unquote.
Yeah, anything can happen.
I think that's slightly overplayed. I think the best team usually wins at a BO1. I think Cloud9 will win this.
I think Cloud9 kind of got their shit together.
It'll be like a 13-10.
Yeah.
But they'll win.
I was thinking 13-8, but I think somewhere in that ballpark. Yeah. We're not looking at like a 13-3 or something like that. And I don't think it's going to go to overtime. No. Yeah. Okay. Eternal Fire against the Mongols, which is
I really like awesome. The Mongols. Like, I do think the Mongols will get out. I think they'll finish in the top 8, but I don't see them being Eternal Fire. Eternal Fire is so good right now.
Yeah, I think Eternal Fire is on a bit of a hot streak. I think we have talked about Wakadian Zantars at every possible moment in the last 6-8 weeks. This feels like more of a this feels like more of a certainty than Cloud9 Estatic, not from a score perspective. I think this game will be close.
Yeah.
But I'm just really certain that Eternal Fire will win.
I just don't think there's more. In this stage of the major, I don't think there's a better 1-2 punch than Wikidia Jantaras.
Yeah. I think I could agree.
Maybe Heroic with Nuts.
Well, yeah, there's a couple, but they're not on the Mongols, right?
Like, yeah, fine.
Like Electronic Perfecto, maybe, or Electronic Exiled.
Yeah, if Exiled,
Electronic Perfecto, maybe
if Exiled's on his game, it can be. But
some of the Ents guys,
Glaive is like their best player. I think Glaive is a freak, man. He's so good.
K Serato plus any plus
K Serato cello at their peak. Yeah, like,
they're.
But
there's definitely
on current form,
a couple players.
I take Wikadia Jantaras as a duo over but I think you get into any
the
team.
The problem is we always say on current form, and then we get to the major, and the major is a very different specimen.
Yeah, that is fair.
Because, like, we get to the major, and you see, like, what the fuck did Legacy do for you in the last 6 months?
I don't see them getting out either. I will say...
Neither do I, but, like...
There's an old saying in football. Well, I say an old saying. It's something I used to hear on the radio, local radio, where there's a guy who would always say, form goes out the window on Derby Day. And that's kind of how I feel about the major. Like, form goes out the window at the major. It doesn't, but it kind of feels like it does sometimes.
Yeah. So Eternal Fire over Mongols.
Yep.
Ents Imperial. This is the matchup I am most certain about.
Ents will win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Ents look really solid, and I mean solid in a sense that I don't see them messing up against a team that they should beat.
No.
That's kind of what I mean.
No, I think that Ents have seemed... So we have very small sample size on Ents, right? We have... basically just the RMR.
I was just checking Imperial.
It's like the RMR.
Imperial play a lot of Mirage and Nuke.
They play maps that Henny can be very good
I think
on.
I think it'll probably end up on like Anubis or something. Because it won't be Ancient or Inferno. And then...
No. It's going to be a question. If there is a question, it's going to be who's better on the day, Henny or Hades. And if Henny isn't the god we saw through the RMRs, then this team just loses.
Henny, but yeah, Henny can. Henny at his best can go toe to toe with any team like in the world. Like I really think at his best, Henny is a force of fucking nature. But I do think the likelihood is Ents are just too reliable, and we'll just win.
Yep, we're being very. We're just picking upper seeds, right?
I know. That's. But then it's hard to make a genuine argument on likelihood for the lower seeds here. Like, I think there's definitely a world where the Mongols beat Eternal Fire in a best of one. There's definitely a world where Imperial beat Ents, but like it's probably a 60-40 in Ents' favor, I would say.
Apex Pain Gaming.
This one, Apex are the better team, I think. But I also don't trust Apex in the same way as I trust Ents. I also don't think Pain are a strong enough underdog. I think if this was Apex versus Pain the Mongols, all, so. This would be close to 50-50.
Apex versus Imperial.
Yeah.
I think it would be a way closer match, right? Like take the one team we just saw and went against. It put in another America's RMR team that qualified at basically the same rate.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd feel much more confident about Imperial if they were against Apex.
I will say I really want Pain to be good, because all I've had to hear since Liquid have gone out is how Pain got the easy run and there's no way they're better than Team Liquid. So I'd love them to do well.
Yeah,
I really hope they
I'd
do.
Love them to go. Like
I'm
three.
A big. Big Uzera stand as well. So,
all right. Heroic Lin Vision. How much do you want to talk about this? Because I think the answer is Heroic.
The answer is Heroic. Lin Vision are better than you think, but they're not better than Heroic.
They're not. Yeah. The problem here is like Lin Vision, Mongols, Imperial are like when you bring them into this major. Are what you think of as your typical upset teams, mm-hmm. right? To me, like Imperial, who wasn't supposed to get through the RMRs, but is really can be really good on this given day. Mongols are a separate breed that are really fucking good.
Yeah, Mongols aren't so much an upset team in the way you imagine. They're an upset team in that if you have a bad game, they will beat you. Rather than Imperial are an upset team in that if Imperial are on their game, they might beat you. Mongols will beat you if you're not good, because they are a genuinely good team who aren't quite as good as the top tier teams yet. But I mean, there's a world where they can be.
So I think again, a chance Lin Vision win, but I wouldn't. The problem is the second Asia team, I don't have a huge amount of faith in. And it doesn't matter what Asia team you replace them with here.
I think,
let's say, for example, if Ty Lue qualified, I still don't Lue, think that I
Ty
have
Lue
a huge...
were a mess. We'll see what they're like with their new 11-man roster.
Yeah, but like, if Greyhound qualified, I still don't.
Yeah,
it's still
I would say
thing. Like,
I'm more hopeful for Lin Vision than I would be for Greyhound or Ty Lue at this moment in time.
I agree, but that level of hope is very low.
I think
against
they're better
Heroic
than Legacy.
Is very low. You're playing against Heroic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They're not going to beat Heroic.
Like,
but I don't think they're. Right, I don't think they're bad by any stretch.
Let's talk about matchups that might actually have some interesting conversation. Nine Pandas and Amcal. I know that you've already determined Nine Pandas will win this, but
Nine Pandas will win.
There is a legitimate case for either of these teams winning this match. So Nine Pandas qualified through that last chance qualifier, and Amcal, like, skin of their teeth qualified through just RMR. I think it was A they qualified through. It was these teams were both just on the cusp of not qualifying at all. Mm-hmm. And realistically, either of these teams could win this match.
So the thing I'd be concerned about for Nine Pandas is that they qualified because Glowing had like the game of it, like an actual life game. Like you hear the phrase life game every so often. Glowing had an actual life game in the last chance. Like, just incredible. And I just don't think he's going to do that again for three more times. And I don't really see how they get out. But they'll probably beat Amcal, because Amcal aren't very good.
No.
I'm willing to be proven wrong. Absolutely willing to be proven wrong on Amcal, but I don't think they're very good.
There is some amount of, like, Amcal does have players that make sense, that like could legitimately make, like, could win opening matchups, right? Like Nickelback, Forrester, Crad, like this team has good roots in it.
Forrester and Crad are very, very good. I'm not sure on Nickelback or Travis. Like, I've not seen enough of them to know how good they are, but I've seen Crad play and I really like the way Crad plays the game. Everyone knows how good Forrester can be. On an individual level, these players are pretty good. I genuinely am only losing faith with them because of how bad that NIP game was. And I just think a good team will bury them.
I'm gonna leave it as Nine Pandas for right now, but we reserve the right to say we were
wrong. I will say,
and be okay with
Amcal that. Amcal 2-1 Nine Pandas to qualify. Their 3-2 game was against Nine Pandas and they won 2-1. So maybe we're being too harsh on Nine Pandas.
You mean too harsh on Amcal?
Sorry, yes, on Amcal. Maybe we're too high on Nine Pandas.
The thing is like, again, it's a 2-1 game, and then Nine Pandas qualified through the last chance. They are so even in my head that it doesn't matter. Yeah. And if we do get a glow, like, we didn't get a Glowing game.
No, that's kind of why I don't think it's going to happen.
And they lost. And they lost 2-1, so it's just a question of, like.
But they did have an Idis Balance game, and Idis Balance is a roller coaster player. Like, he is as up and down as anything. I think that game is a complete 50-50. Now that I've gone back and looked at that and remembered that Idis Balance is on Nine Pandas, this game is a complete 50-50. But Amcal are actually really good. I've forgotten about their NIP game. They're actually really good.
All right. I'm going to move on. I'm going to leave it as Nine Pandas right now. I reserve the right to come back and change this later for matchup reasons. Yep. This is the most brutal opening matchup, and I hate that it exists.
Saw is so
because
good, man.
Saw,
nah, Saw is so
Saw
good.
And Koi. No. I think Saw is going to win. But, like, Portuguese teams finally get to the major, and then they have to play each other in the 0-0 opening game.
But that means they can't play each other in a 2-2 game.
If only.
No, they can't. If they've already played, they can't play against each other. So they can't play each other in a 2-2 game.
I know.
So, in a way, we're now guaranteed at least one of them's in the playoffs. If you think about it, we're just guaranteed.
If you think real hard.
I have seen enough now of Saw to say with confidence, they're going through.
They will.
They're going through. I've seen enough.
I'm not sure I'm that confident.
I am.
But I'm confident enough to say that they will beat Koi.
I think Saw are the sixth best team in this stage. I think Cloud9, Eternal Fire, Ents, Heroic are better. And then either Apex or Fury, I'm not really sure. They might even be better than both of those. Saw look really, really good. They won like 8 best of 3s in a row.
Yeah.
From the time they went 0-2 at the RMR, I don't think they've lost a series. They've won every series.
I can agree with you on that, but like I'm not sure I'm willing to commit to Saw will get through.
Cloud9 are the number one seed, and Saw 2-0'd them at Blast.
I know. That's a good point. We do need to look at, think about Blast. I don't know. I'm leaving this as it is. We're going to talk more about Saw because we will. Fury of Legacy. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Look.
Here's the problem.
It's Fallen Cold Zero. I agree with you. It's so good.
Yeah.
Fallen is Cold Zero AWPing against Fallen as well.
I agree with you that I think Legacy is the worst team at the major.
But if they're going to win a game.
But if they're going to win a game.
It's a best of one against Fury. Yeah, you're right.
It's a best of one against Fury. Yeah. Like, I don't know what more to say about that. Like, it's a best of one against Fury. What are you supposed to do?
Fury are already. Like, you never bet on Tottenham Hotspur, and you never bet on Fury Esports. You just don't. You never bet on them because they will let you down. You never bet on NIP either. They will let you down.
No.
Never bet on NIP. Never bet on Fury. Bet on Tottenham Hotspur.
There's a lot of teams you can say that for, but yeah,
those are like my big three. I mean, I don't bet on esports anyway because I'm just not allowed. Yeah. But I used to before I worked in esports, and I refuse to bet on Fury or NIP. It's just a bad idea. They will let you down.
Okay, I'm gonna say Furia here with absolutely no confidence.
Furia are a better team, and I think Fallen is a better offer than Cold Zero, and I think KSRASO is the best player on the server. But also, Brazil v Brazil matchups are so mad. Like I am so excited for that game. I think that's.
It's a must watch game. It's a must watch opener.
The match of the round is Fury Legacy because anything.
The second is Eternal Fire Mongols.
That will be an actually good game. Yeah,
yeah.
Fury Legacy will be a bloodbath.
Let's start in the 0-1 section.
All right,
so we'll start at the bottom. Painland Vision. That is
So we should clarify for those who can't see. These are from now on every game that is occurring in Arctic. Completely hypothetical because if we get a single one of the results wrong in the first bit, we will end up with a completely different set of matches. So this is all entirely hypothetical.
Yeah. Now we are in the us doing our pick'em stage bit, but just really in depth pick'ems.
Yeah.
Pain Gaming against Lin Vision.
Fucking hell. I've got no idea. Lin Vision.
Lin?
I've stroked my magic eight ball and I've got Lin Vision.
What's your reasoning behind that? Because there's reasoning for both of these teams, right? Well, it's not like.
I just think Lin Vision actually had to beat better teams to be here. They didn't have to play against any teams in the Americas.
Yeah, but
I don't know. Do you think Greyhound are better than Odic? I have no idea. I have no idea.
Like, I'm not the problem is, like, I'm not upset about the anti-NA comments. Like, that's totally fine.
They didn't actually play any NA teams, I think. I think they only played Brazilians.
No, they only played Brazil. Yeah. But, like, to me, that says that Pain played against better teams, but, like, also, I don't fucking know.
But they beat... Look, they 13-2'd Legacy, and Legacy are here. So maybe Pain are good. I don't know.
I'm okay to stick with Lin Vision right now.
Well, let me have another look at. I seem to remember Lin Vision playing in Europe and looking decent at one point, and I feel like Pain of
they have.
Yeah. They lost got 2-0'd by Mouse, 2-0'd by Cloud9.
The problem is both of these
they
teams
beat 9.
Are
that's the result I was thinking of. They beat 9 at Pro League.
Or did they beat 9 with the new 9 or the old 9?
What is now Ents?
Because that's so they beat Ents,
sort of. Basically. They beat Ents without Glaive, who's kind of their best player, but
and Diha,
who's also kind of their best player.
Okay,
but Pain seem to leave their region, they seem to disappoint. Whereas Lin Vision, you can at least point to a one game where they've gone, yep, they've beaten a pretty solid team.
One game.
And they only lost Vertigo to 9, and everyone loses Vertigo to 9. So,
no, you know what? I'm picking Lin Vision because they have a player named Westmelon.
Westmelon is a great name. Like, that cannot
it's
be
an
forgotten.
Excellent name.
It really cannot be ignored how good a name Westmelon is.
All right, I'm moving on. Imperial versus AmCal. This match could only be made better if it was, I need an Imperial versus Nine Pandas match.
So it's Henny versus Idis Balance.
Yes. So you've got
absolutely no chance of guessing what's going to happen.
Correct.
AmCal will win.
You think AmCal? Oh my god. It's bad either way.
I think AmCal will win. They were just so good against NIP. I can't overlook. AmCal are consistently challenged against better opposition, and they do have some pretty good results against better opposition.
This is a strength of schedule thing, right? Like, AmCal plays against European tier one, tier two teams, and whatever we count Russian teams as right now, because like they can range from tier one to tier seven, I guess, depending on the day. And Imperial plays against Audic.
Look, I've got another good argument for this.
Okay.
If AmCal win, it's Imperial versus Legacy in an 0-2 game. And that is funny.
I'm in. Okay. Funny. It's AmCal. That is funny. The Mongols against Koi.
This is a good game.
This should be Mongols.
I think the Mongols win, but that's a good game. I think Mongols win. I do think Mongols are just better than most of the other teams. Like most of the bottom eight
teams. I think Mongols is legitimately a top eight team here.
I think so. I think they're better than
I think they're like Furia. In your ranking list, I think they're just past Apex. Like it's Apex saw Mongols.
I think they're better than Furia
at the bottom of the top half.
I really do. I really do think they're better than Furia.
Depends what Furia.
They always beat Furia as well. So
a static legacy.
Ecstatic win. Legacy just aren't
ecstatic
good.
Ecstatic win. And the thing is,
he's not a good orper.
I'd actually be willing to say it has nothing to do with the static that they nothing to do with legacy that they win this. I think just having a Danish IGL just wins you so much shit.
I will say the argument for me for why Ecstatic might lose is that they will never have felt pressure like this. And it's self-inflicted pressure because they're playing in their home country at a major. This is
for the first time. These are all first time major. Yeah. They like barely made it.
How many Brazilian teams did we see like crumble in Rio? And obviously, look, Brazilians in Rio, a hell of a lot more pressure than Danes in Copenhagen. But for Ecstatic, this is the most pressure they will have felt. They are a better team than Legacy. They should beat Legacy. But I think there is a world where the pressure really gets them, especially in the opening BO1s. If they have say they get fucking smacked by Cloud9. And they have to reset and play Legacy in an 0-1 game. There's a world where it's like, oh shit, that's fucking Cold Zero. Like
that's
you know,
that's the same day.
Yeah,
too,
exactly.
Right? Like you play round one and round two in the same day, so
it's very easy to go from 0-1 to 0-2 really quickly. And there's more pressure on Ecstatic than Legacy. So I will say there is a world where Legacy win, but Ecstatic are the better team in my eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to games that matter.
And these all matter. It's the major, man. They all matter.
These all matter, but these are the 2-0 game. The games to get us into 2-0, and there's a lot of matter in here. Apex against Heroic.
This Heroic should be is better, Heroic. Right? Like
Heroic or
Apex are a good team, but they're very inconsistent. And what we've seen of Heroic so far has been extremely encouraging. And I do just think Nerds is just clearly the best player in the server in that game.
Not just extremely encouraging. I feel like they have many different ways to win.
Mm-hmm.
They have it feels like they don't just have to play through Nerds. Feels like sometimes it feels like you get a kickstand game in. Sometimes it feels like you get a Shush is still on this roster. Sometimes you get a Nico Daz game. It kind of feels like across the board they have pieces that they can win with. And for Apex to win,
It feels like Heroic have to have an off day for Apex to win. And I do just think Heroic are the better team. Obviously, no shade to Apex. I think Apex are very solid.
I think both two teams are good.
Heroic, I think, are one of the better teams here, and they probably should win.
All right, Ents Nine Pandas. I feel pretty confident saying Ents.
I feel pretty confident saying Nine Pandas.
Really?
Every major... There is a team that ends up 2-0 that just shouldn't be there.
Okay.
And it's going to be Nine Pandas. It's going to be the winner of Nine Pandas Amcal is going to go 2-0. I have no logical basis for this, except for history always repeats itself. Look, tell me you don't see an I-disbalance 30 bomb to put them 2-0. Tell me right now you don't see it happening.
The problem is I can't say that.
There's always a team that just shouldn't be 2-0. And I just think
I will go nine pandas. I will go nine pandas. So here's the problem. The next match, you're making this decision. It's Eternal Fire Saw.
It's like choosing between your children, isn't it? We'll go Eternal Fire. Like what I said about Wakadi Jantara still stands. As good as I think Saw are.
Okay.
I just think Eternal Fire are maybe a step better.
Okay. And then Cloud9 Furia, I'm...
Cloud9.
As confident as I can be in saying Cloud9, I'm saying Cloud9.
Cloud9, but that's because I don't think Fallen anymore is good enough to punish the fact that Boomich is AWPing on Cloud9.
The problem is Boomich hasn't been the worst AWPer in the event.
No, he won't be the worst AWPer. Because Caldera will.
He won't be the worst. But like... He isn't the worst. He won't be the worst, and therefore that will be good enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Round three. We start best of threes now. We'll start on the 2-0 matchups. Whoever wins these two matchups makes it through to the next stage. 3-0. Mm-hmm. Cloud9, Nine Pandas.
Cloud9 will win 2-0.
I agree. So,
like somehow after dropping 30 against Ents, I-disbalance will go 3-18 in both maps and they'll lose. He just will. He's going to drop a stinker at some point and it's going to be that game. Somehow he's going to get absolutely dominated by Boomich.
Okay. I could be in on that. This also feels like I don't know how, but this kind of feels like a seized revenge game.
Against
even though Navi isn't as involved as all,
did Electronic replace Seized? No, he replaced Flamey, I think.
But I think Perfecto replaced Seized.
You might be right. He certainly like spiritually has succeeded him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It feels like that group of people.
Perfecto is like Seized, but out of beta. Like Seize was early access Perfecto.
Yeah, Seize was early access.
Yeah,
I think Cloud9 still wins.
I think Cloud9 are better.
Yeah. Okay. Eternal Fire Heroic. I think Heroic.
I could just see in my head like there's a Danish team going 3-0 in this stage. Like,
yeah,
it just feels right. And again, I really like Eternal Fire, but I also think Heroic looks so strong at the moment.
I agree. All right, the 1-1 matches, these are best of ones still.
Yep.
Ents Omkol, this should be Ents every day of the week,
Yeah, I think Ents beat them.
We're on the same page here. This should be
Ents. I think Ents beat them.
Apex Linvision. Now, is there a world where Linvision
wins? There is a world, but I think Apex win.
I think it's Apex, but there's some real thoughts that I'd need to have about this.
We already have Linvision beating Pain. I don't think I can jump to them beating it. Like, how good do I think Linvision are like a 1-3 team, maybe a 2-3 team. I don't think they're an 0-3 team, and I don't think they're a 3-2 team. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I would be very happy to be wrong, actually. But I think they're a 1-3 team, and I think Apex, as inconsistent as they can be, should just like... I just don't see... like Jakaim and Sticko like losing to Linvision. They don't make enough mistakes for that to happen. You need a team that with less experience is going to make more mistakes, I think. But that's how I see it.
I think I'm there with you.
Oh man.
Saw and the Mongols.
The Mongols are getting some difficult matchups here, man.
Yeah,
Saw Mongols is hard. I think Saw weird. I think Saw are really good.
You think Saw are that good?
I think Saw are really
good. I'm leaning a little Mongol-y.
Saw have won 8 best of threes in a row.
I know, but the Mongols kind of show up to a lot of these events and are just really, really solid. And the problem is it's going to be two rocks that hit each other, and I don't know which one's going to break.
Sora 16-2 in their last 18 maps. They're in ridiculous form. They've 2-0'd OG, Cloud9, Monty, Fnatic, and NIP, and Enterprise, and 2-1'd Rush B and Liquid in their last eight games.
Hold on. That makes you sound like you're saying that NIP is a worthwhile opponent to 2-0.
They're as worthwhile as Enterprise.
Okay. I think Enterprise may be worth more right now.
It's much of a much worse. But like...
Okay. Yeah.
Sora good. Okay.
I could get behind Saw. Here, the problem is we're pushing Mongols into this. Like, I think Mongols is a top eight team here. Mm-hmm. If I was to rank the teams on paper and said who will go through, the Mongols would be on this list. The problem is Mongols are getting their matches against teams who are in the like five or six plus category.
If they play Eternal Fire and Saw in their first three games, I can easily see them going 1-2. They can still go through after being 1-2.
No, they absolutely can.
All they need to do is play against a single Brazilian team and they'll be fine.
Furia Ecstatic.
Furia. Furia, but not pretty. It'd be an ugly game.
I was thinking tentatively Ecstatic, but I have no real... There's no real reason to say either team.
My issue with Ecstatic is I don't think they have enough firepower to beat some of these better teams. I just... Whatever you think of Furia as an entity...
Mm-hmm. Cello has been playing
Cello,
well.
Cello and Chaos Errata would be comfortably the best player on Ecstatic. And I just don't think they can live with that firepower. That... Maybe I'm wrong, and this is Danish teams tend to be better than the sum of their parts, but I just think that firepower is too much.
Okay. All right, I'll go with you on that one. 0-2 matches. These are best of threes. Loser is eliminated from the major. Imperial Legacy.
Imperial. Legacy are the worst team here.
Yep, I agree. But not only are they the worst team here, I think that just at one point during one of these matches, Henny's going to have to do something. And when Henny sees Coldzera on the other side of the server trying to AWP, I think Henny will smash
Coldzera. I agree.
All right. Let's move on from that then. Pain versus Koi. I literally couldn't tell you what the fuck's going on in this match.
Let me have another look at Koi. Am I remembering who Koi are roughly? Okay, yeah.
Movistar Riders. I honestly could not tell you who wins this match.
Who did they beat to qualify? They beat 9Pandas online the other day.
So, for what it's worth, regardless of who wins or loses, the winner will play Ecstatic.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because, in my head, it kind of just doesn't matter who wins.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, yeah. I mean, Koi's results in the Europe RMR were pretty good. I mean, they beat 9Pandas on a best of one and Fnatic in a 2-0.
And they've gotten shit matches so far. Yeah. They played Saw round one. They played Mongols round two. They kind of got shit matches so far.
Yeah, let's lock in Koi here. I think we lock in Koi. They were better in the RMR.
Okay. All right. 2-1 matches, everything from this point, best of threes, they're all qualifying or disqualifying matches. 2-1 matches, Eternal Fire, Fury.
Eternal Fire 2-0.
This is Eternal Fire, yeah.
2-0.
I don't feel the need to talk further on this point. 9Pandas, Saw.
Saw, 2-0.
Saw
2-0.
Okay.
Yeah. Saw really good.
Ents Apex. This seems closer. I think it's Ents, but I could be
I would
Apex.
Go Ents 2-1. Apex love a heartbreaking loss.
They
don't love them, but they get them a lot.
No, they get them frequently. 1-2 matches. Also best of threes. Ecstatic against Koi.
Ecstatic.
I think either regardless of who wins that Pain Koi match.
Everything
I said about Furia versus Ecstatic does not apply here, and Ecstatic will just be the better team. Koi don't have the firepower to overcome what I imagine to be a better, like a systematic matchup. I think Ecstatic are too clever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mongols Imperial. This is a brutal
Mongols
match.
Always beat Brazilians. They always beat Brazilians.
Yeah. No, I know they do, and I would have said that they were going to win anyway, but it's still a brutal
it's
match.
Tough
Mongols have really gotten shafted through this so far.
It depends how highly you rate Imperial. I think Mongols beat them.
I think they do too. Lin Vision Amcal is...
I mean, what are you supposed to say? Amcal... have
should
the bigger
win.
Players. They should have more about them than Lin Vision. But I'm not confident in that.
No. No, but like, I don't think I really need to be much more confident than I currently
am. Yeah, we'll go Amcal. Forrester should be the best player there. They should have enough to get past them.
I don't know. Okay. 2-2 matches, the last three matches to qualify into the next stage of the major. Also best of threes. Nine pandas, Ecstatic.
Nine pandas, and we get some really horrible photos of Ecstatic players crying.
I think that sounds right.
It feels right, doesn't it? But well, it doesn't feel right, but it feels like it's what's going to happen.
No. Yeah, I think that's right. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Furia Amcal. I don't know what the fuck's going
to
go on here.
I think Furia have enough about them to beat Amcal. They were quite good in the America's RMR, and I know it's only the... Oh, no.
Press. No, it's here. It's here. We're good. We're good. We're good. Everything's fine.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He's clicked refresh.
No, I clicked the back button. Oh, it's so much worse.
It's right, well, hang so on. We can do this worse. Quickly. We can do this quickly. Well, yeah, we had all the top teams winning on the left.
Everything was there.
Lin Vision beating Pain.
This was Amcal.
We had Lin Vision beating Pain.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think we had him. Okay.
This was like this. I remember because it was duplicated here, and then this, 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 and then
yeah.
This was all. We had Koi winning here, though.
Yeah.
And then...
Eternal Fire, 2-0 Fury, yeah. Saw 2-0
Yeah, Eternal
Pandas.
Fire.
Ents beat Apex.
And then we had...
Ecstatic beat Koi. Mongols beat Imperial. Amcal beat Lin Vision.
Amcal. And then we said Nine Pandas beat Ecstatic.
Yeah. Fury do beat Amcal. They were good in the America's RMR.
That was the conversation we were having.
Yeah, they were good in the America's. And I know it's only the America's, but they were good. And they do have the big names. They do have players who have been here and done this.
I think once you get to the 2-2 matchup, there is unfortunately some amount of just like trust that you have to put in names.
Yeah.
Like in the openings and like once we get a little bit in the other ways, like in the 0-2s or in the 2-0s or something, like you can go like, yeah, no, I trust this guy. Fuck it. Let's do it. Like this team has been on a run. Once you get to 2-2s, both teams have won twice. They've lost twice. One team, like one of these teams may have gone through like a bunch of best of threes to get here. Like you obviously not for either of these teams, but you could have gone 0-2 and then worked your way up to being 2-0. Yep. Like I think nameplates matter at this point.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
experience. Like Fallen's not going to be like scared going into the, he's not going to panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Amcal players might a little bit.
Okay. Apex Mongols.
This is multiple overtimes.
I think
both teams. You sort of can imagine both teams going out 2-3 in a heartbreaking fashion.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting Mongols, and there's no reason behind this, okay?
It just feels
like
it's their time,
like,
doesn't it?
It feels like their time.
I could just see that another 2-3. I could see another 2-3 and Apex sneak it.
Yeah.
But I can also
see
Mongols.
But I can also see 3-2.
Yeah. It feels like this is Mongols' biggest chance to really
make a
real dent. They fucking smacked everyone in Asia. And I know, you say whatever you want about Asia, but like, we've seen a lot of Asian teams come here, do well, go back to Asia and fall apart. We have seen
Rare Adam.
Yeah, exactly. Wings Up, even. Like,
there's a really recent one.
Yeah, Wings Up did it as well. Tai Lu back in the day. Mm-hmm. Greyhound, even. Like, whereas Mongols have gone back, done well, made changes, made plenty of changes, but kept like the two key pieces.
They have
pieces.
A system.
Yeah.
They have a system that isn't, it's not a European system, which a lot of those like Asia teams kind of try and force themselves
into. It's closer
into.
To a European style of Counter-Strike than anyone else does. Like.
I agree. But the thing with like other Asia teams is they come over, they play the Asian style of like uber aggressive and all over the place. Yeah. They don't win with that. They go home and say, shit, we need to become more European, and they fall apart on that. When Mongols came over, they came over already a little European.
Yeah, already playing the way that they played properly.
And so they haven't hugely changed how they play the game, but they were playing it in the meta way already to begin. Right? They were playing in this very they were playing European already, so their switches were not as huge.
Yeah.
And I think that right now, because they've been playing the same way for a while, means they could beat Apex, but again, I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah, it comes down to whether or not you trust Apex more than you trust the Mongols. I kind of don't trust Apex anymore. They do seem to let you down when it matters, and I just think, as you say, it feels like it's the Mongols' time to really push on and become a mainstay in the top end of Counter-Strike. Maybe we're completely off base and they go up 1-3, but to me, it kind of feels like this is Mongols' time.
So that means in the 3-0 bit, Cloud9 and Heroic, 3-1 teams, Eternal Fire, Saw, and Ents. And in the 3-2 advancers, 9Pandas, Furia, and the Mongols.
Yeah, I like that. When looking at those teams, that feels right.
I think this makes this feels the most right. What do we think our biggest snub here? Not of like our decision making, but I think the biggest loser through. I think it's.
Well, I mean, Apex not making it through, But then I think that's.
I think regardless
down to the.
I think that regardless of the Apex Mongols matchup, I think whoever doesn't make it, it will be a disappointment.
Yeah.
I think both of those teams could have realized.
I mean, it could definitely also be Apex over 9Pandas. I mean, we were basing this off 9Pandas beating Ents, which I just feels like it's going to happen. I don't really.
Yeah.
I just think there's always a team that goes 2-0, and I feel like it's going to be 9Pandas that shouldn't.
I mean, here's the thing. I think that's reasonable. I also think that 9Pandas could lose to Ents, right? Mm-hmm. And like, if they lose to Ents, for example, they go and play against LinVision, which they win, and then they're kind of in the same spot against Apex. So there is multiple ways for 9Pandas to get through. It doesn't seem ridiculous and insane to me.
They start from quite a high seed, so it's all possible.
Yeah.
But yeah,
all right,
I
is
like
there any other bits any other bits we need to talk about today?
We've gone major.
Not trying
mad,
to keep this short, but it's just the major right now.
Yeah.
Like that's the bit.
I'd like to say, if you're still listening, first of all, thank you very much, and tweet me your favorite like moment that's ever happened at a major, and you might get featured on something we're doing.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. That's your thing. All right. We will be back next week, hopefully. And if you've stuck around this long, hopefully there won't be 4 minutes of silence after this, because apparently I've exported every single podcast for the last month and a half at 53 minutes.
Good what?
So hopefully
this one should be fine. We're under that at the moment.
We're under that, but no, there was silence after that. It was bad. Hopefully that won't be there. We'll be back again next week. We'll talk about this opening stage. I think it will be mostly done, or it will be finishing up, and we'll talk about how wrong we were. You can find us on Twitter at LoganRampUp, at AZESC, and at ReadTLDR. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.